This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
It's just a decorative thing, really. The new house.
Oh, right.
Front hall is tiny, but it has this weird little alcove. It's not big enough for hanging coats or anything, so thought this could go in there.
Oh, you're so lucky, getting a place of your own.
Yeah.
Mind you, looks like me and Ed could be joining you as homeowners before too long.
Really?
Well, part owners, anyway. Huh. The plans for the Bridge Farm development have gone up on the council website.
Already?
Yeah. And there's 7 affordable houses, either for rent or shared ownership. Ooh. I looked it up and usually local people get priority. You know, the likes of me and Ed, born and brought up in the village, but not a cat in hell's chance of ever affording the prices round here.
Crazy, aren't they? I mean, Harrison earns a pretty decent salary and he's been saving all his life. We still can't afford to buy in the village.
That is a shame.
Yeah. I'm going to miss this garden.
But the new house has a garden, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Lovely big gardens in the new development.
Well, this one's just a patch of lawn at the moment. It needs a bit of work. A few trees and shrubs, but it'll be lovely eventually.
Anyway, you better get over to the tea room.
I'll be there in a couple of hours.
Hello, Harrison.
Hi, Em.
Arrested any more old ladies lately?
Oh, very funny.
It's a bit of a sore point, Emma.
Yeah, I bet you're getting teased rotten, aren't you?
It was the correct thing to do in the circumstances.
Try telling that to Jazzer.
Oh, he is driving me nuts. He makes the same crack every time I see him.
I'll see you later.
See you.
Bye.
Do you know where my cricket trousers are, love?
In the bedroom.
Where in the bedroom?
In the wardrobe, hanging up.
Oh, I couldn't see them.
Well, they're there.
Oh, okay.
Where are you this afternoon?
Leighton Cross.
Of course. Her mum's playing, isn't she?
Yeah, thank goodness she's agreed. We're a bit short-handed again.
People tied up with the harvest?
Yeah, lots of the farmers aren't available this weekend.
Sorry I can't come and cheer you on, but I've got this fake committee meeting.
Oh, that reminds me.
We had to cancel last week's meeting because of Caroline's memorial.
Oh, I need to sort this human fruit machine.
How's that coming along?
Oh, I wish I'd never let Barry talk me into it.
That bad, eh?
Well, I've had precisely 2 volunteers so far. I'm going to have to twist a few arms this afternoon.
You want to get Alice onto it. Hmm? She seems to have a knack for persuading people to do stuff.
Oh. How's your whatnot coming along?
Okay.
It's not the most practical piece of furniture.
No, it's pretty useless, really, but it'll do to fill that silly alcove.
Hey, it'll look lovely.
We are doing the right thing, aren't we?
Are you having second thoughts?
Well, no, not really. It's just such a big step, isn't it? Buying a house.
Oh, Sabrina's left the chocolate display in a right old mess. So have you seen Oliver at all?
No. Ed saw him Friday, but he hadn't been back to Grange Farm.
And did he say anything to Ed about what his plans are?
I don't think he's making any plans at the moment.
Is he coming back to Ambridge to live?
I don't know, Mum. I don't think he does. But obviously the future of Grange Farm's up in the air again. Which is why I'm so thrilled about this new development. It is perfect for us. Mm.
7 affordable houses, you say?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Sometimes it's only 1 or 2 in a new development.
Hmm. You reckon there are 7 deserving families in this village?
Well, we're not the only ones, that's for sure.
You see, what worries me is they'll bring in people from outside. You know, what they call hard-to-house families with loads of delinquent kids.
Mum, don't be such a snob.
Like those lads who hang around on the green. Did you hear about the graffiti all over the caravans at Home Farm? Bet that was them.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Anyway, the whole point of affordable housing is so people who were born and brought up in a place don't have to move away.
Mm. Have you any proper coffee, Susan? I can only see instant.
Oh, the shelf below. There should be some grain coffee there.
Oh, yeah, I've got it. Stupid thing to run out of. Well, I might as well have a Sunday paper while I'm here. Oh, well, how much is that?
So what do you reckon to this housing development?
Well, it's really nothing to do with me.
I think it's great, but Mum reckons it's going to bring a load of riffraff to the village.
That's not what I said. $6.65, please, Lillian.
You do contactless, don't you?
Yeah, if you just touch your card.
There you go.
Although I am surprised that Tony would agree to sell the land.
The aim, Susan, is to provide much-needed housing for local people. I'd have thought that you would be in favour of that.
Don't you want your receipt?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Touched a nerve there, didn't we?
I knew this would happen. Soon as the Oh, no. That's all I need.
Oi, Lillian. Are you trying to sneak off without saying hello?
Matt.
That's not very friendly.
Look, you know what? I honestly think it would be better for you and me to keep our distance. So if you will excuse me...
Right. If that's the way you want it.
That was my mum on the phone.
Everything all right?
She said her and dad will lend us the money for the deposit.
What?
So we can buy this place.
Buy Woodbine? Wow.
Well, you know how much she loved it when they came to visit in the spring.
But I thought they couldn't afford to make us a loan.
Well, they've worked out that they can, but if they extend the mortgage on their own house.
Oh, we can't let them do that.
That's what I said.
Well, I mean, they're pretty close to retirement, aren't they? They're still supporting Marcus and Kaylee and a new grandchild soon. That'll be more expense for them.
Well, I said all that, but she was quite insistent. Said they really want to help and they know how much it means to us living in the village, you know, near your work and your mum and dad. And
so, what did you say?
Did I talk it over with you?
Right.
You know, she said they'd already checked with the mortgage people and it's no big deal. They just want to help us get a step on the housing ladder.
It's a massive sacrifice for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we've had our offer accepted on the North Road house.
And who's to say Christine hasn't already got a buyer?
Yeah, of course. So, what should we do?
Oh, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
So, one chamomile tea. Anything else?
Perhaps I might be tempted by one of your delicious scones.
Okay. There you are. That's £4.80, please.
Right. But it's clear from the plans that they've completely abandoned the idea of traditional design and local materials.
They look quite traditional to me.
The very idea of concreting over that beautiful meadow with its lovely grasses.
But people need houses.
And ripping out that old established hedgerow, which is such a haven for wildlife.
Surely providing homes for people like me, who can't afford the ridiculous prices round here, has got to be a good thing.
Of course people need homes, Emma, but burying good agricultural land under concrete is not the way to go about providing them. This is nothing more than a scheme to further enrich Justin Elliott.
Your receipt.
Thank you. And if I was still on the parish council, I'd make it my business to get this ill-conceived project thrown out.
Ah, Linda, you're here. Excellent.
Yes, but where are all the others?
I think it's just going to be you, me and Susan.
Is that a quorum?
What?
For the fate committee.
I've no idea, but we've got to get this sorted. We're running out of time.
Well, we can hardly go back to Borchester Voices and say, sorry, we don't want you after all.
Oh, we shouldn't turn them down anyway. I saw them at the Felpersham Festival. They're really very good.
But we've got the Hollerton Silver Band. Can't have two lots of music going on.
What do you think, Fallon?
What?
Borchester Voices.
What do they do?
Sing.
Of course.
It's a community choir.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to schedule them for when the band's not playing.
Oh, but then there's the Edgeley Morris. We can't have them jangling their bells at the same time.
Well, no.
And what about all these other things?
How on earth did Alice get so many people to volunteer?
She can be very persuasive.
She didn't have to say yes to every single suggestion.
Oh, that's Alice, isn't it? Too nice. Can't bear to disappoint people.
I mean, is there really going to be time for a children's fancy dress contest as well as a bonny baby competition?
Used to be a regular feature, that. My Christopher won it one year.
Really?
He had a little bow tie and matching braces.
And do we need ferret races?
Well, that's always very popular.
We did say that we wanted a traditional fete.
But we're never going to fit all this lot in.
Oh, we can make it work, surely. I know it's going to be a jam-packed day, but...
Well, we shall need to draw up a very strict timetable.
Yeah, and make regular announcements to ensure everyone knows what's happening when.
Ah, that's another problem. I should have said that at the beginning, sorry. According to Kenton, the PA system is packed up.
What? Can't we borrow one?
Well, I've already tried.
Or hire one.
Cost an arm and a leg.
Wouldn't it be a better idea, since we're going down the traditional fete route, to dispense with the PA and have a town crier instead?
Oh, didn't Eddie do that once?
Yes, about 10 years ago. We've still got the costume. What do you think, Fallon?
Oh, sorry, I've got to take this.
Oh, really?
Hiya.
It's no good. I can't concentrate at all.
Neither can I.
I've just been caught for a duck.
Oh, dear.
I was too busy thinking about Woodbine Cottage.
Me too.
So what do you think?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I really, really want to stay there. I think we should accept your parents' offer.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Is that what you want too?
More than anything.
Ruby, come in here.
It's all right, Ruby, it's only me. Sorry, didn't mean to cause havoc.
Look, I thought I made it clear this morning
that we shouldn't see each other anymore. Yeah, I get it.
So what the hell are you doing here?
You didn't give me a chance to respond, did you?
The one thing I absolutely do not want is you turning up on my doorstep.
He's not here, though, is he? Justin?
It's beside the point.
There's no need for you to go avoiding me just because of what happened between us on Friday.
Nothing happened between us.
You said you still cared about me.
Don't go reading anything into that.
I'm not. I'm just really chuffed that you trusted me enough to be honest with me.
Fine.
It means a lot to me.
But I meant what I said. I really think it's best that we shouldn't be in contact anymore.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah. Though don't mean you have to do a runner every time you see me in the street.
It's just... Well, you know what this village is like for gossip, and Susan was in the shop.
Well, that's our reputation up in smoke, isn't it?
It's no joking matter.
Anyway, it won't be a problem much longer. I'm away next week and the week after, and then, well, pretty soon I'll be out of your hair for good.
You going back to Costa Rica?
Yeah. Probably. But the point is, Puska...
Please don't call me that.
Sorry, inappropriate, I know. You're with Justin now, you've chosen him... And I respect your decision.
Do you?
I'm not playing games, Lillian.
Really?
Yeah, really. I will accept the situation and retreat with dignity.
Dignity?
Yeah, I know. Gonna take a bit of practice. But seriously, Lillian, that's what you want, isn't it? Me to back off.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm gonna do. Promise.
Oliver.
Oh, hello.
Are you looking for something?
I was just wondering if you had any more coffee.
Should have.
Oh, it's that cupboard there.
Yes. Here we are.
Sorry, I should know my way around this kitchen by now.
Shall I put the kettle on?
No, I've had some coffee. I was just worried in case I'd use the last of it.
And have you had something to eat?
Oh, yes. I had a piece of toast.
That's not going to keep you going very long. I could do you some bacon and eggs.
No, really. You and Alistair have got work to do. You mustn't worry about me.
What have you got planned for today?
Oh, nothing specific. I mean, there's loads to be done, I know. What with probate and everything, it's just... it's difficult to know where to begin.
Well, if you need a hand with anything...
No, Shula, you've done more than enough already. I just need to clear my head.
Would you like to take one of the horses out?
I think I'll just have a little walk down to the village. Do you need anything from the shop?
Lexi.
Good morning.
Everything all right?
As you see, everyone happy, everyone hard at work.
And the weekend was okay?
The sun was shining, it was very nice.
No more trouble?
No.
You would tell me if there were.
All quiet, I promise.
Well, you must realise it's important that all incidents are reported, no matter how trivial.
Yes, you said that before.
Yeah. Well, I went to the pub last night and, well, words got round about the graffiti.
Because you make a big fuss. People have seen the police cars.
And everyone's noticed that gangs of young people are hanging about on the green.
It is the school holidays.
Anyway, there was a lot of discussion.
About foreigners coming here and taking all the jobs?
There's always a few like that. But it made me think, and I've come up with an idea that should make you all feel a lot more secure.
What's that?
Tell you what, I'll announce it to everyone. So when these guys get to the end of this tunnel, could you get them together outside?
So you want me to do the TB tests at Hollerton on Thursday?
I did last week's.
300-odd cattle, though, isn't it? Oh,
it doesn't take long.
No, it just feels like it.
We need the business, Anisha.
I know.
Especially substantial farms like that. Now, Shula wants me to look at one of the livery horses.
Do you want me to see to it?
No, no, it's just a minor flesh wound. Won't take me a minute.
Can I come in?
Oh. Hello.
What are you doing here?
Oh, nice to see you too, Alistair.
What the hell do you want?
A word with your partner, if that's allowed.
What about?
Horses?
Leave this to me, Alistair. You go and sort out that livery horse.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. He got in well trained.
So, Mr. Crawford.
Oh, Matt, please.
Haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sometimes life just gets in the way, doesn't it?
If you say so.
But you remember what we talked about before?
Remind me.
Well, I think it was the day we first met. I told you I was looking around for some racehorses to buy.
And you asked me if I'd be prepared to do some pre-purchase examinations.
You do remember.
That was a while ago.
Just took a bit longer than I anticipated to set up, but it's done now. So how are you fixed?
What?
To be honest, it's now a matter of some urgency, so would you have a bit of time to spare this week?
This week? You've got to be kidding.
And I've got four horses lined up, a couple fairly local, but the other two down Newmarket way.
I have a very full diary. I can't just drop everything.
I'll make it worth your while.
That's what you said last time. And I'm not prepared to rearrange my schedule if you're going to let me down again.
Like I said, it's all arranged. Stud owner's expecting us.
Well, this week is impossible. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a shame. Particularly as my mate Latif is very interested in the whole project. Did you know he's one of the investors in the racecourse?
Latif Hussein?
Yeah, I haven't forgotten, you see. I said I'd put in a good word for you. I've just had a lot on my plate. But I will do it. If you can give me a couple of days this week.
2 whole days?
Like I said, there's a bit of travelling involved.
It'll have to be the end of the week.
Thursday and Friday?
Well, Alistair's not going to like it.
And I was appalled by what happened last week. The thought of intruders trespassing on our land and leaving abusive messages, it's simply unacceptable. And I want to be sure it can't happen again. So if you see strange people around the caravans tomorrow morning, don't worry. What they're doing is installing security cameras. Now, the cameras will record all activity close to the caravans so that you can sleep peacefully in your beds, knowing that you're safe. Okay? Well, that's all I wanted to say. They don't seem too enthusiastic.
Perhaps they think you are putting up cameras so you can spy on them, see who is sleeping with who.
What?
It's a joke, Adam.
I just want everyone to feel safe.
Nobody feels unsafe.
But if anything did happen,
it won't.
I'd feel responsible.
There really is no need for all this.
There is a need, Lexi. I find it deeply worrying. The idea of people sneaking around here.
We can look after ourselves.
Now, that's what I'm afraid of, that you lot will take the law into your own hands and get into fights.
I promise I will not fight anybody.
I'm sure you won't. But can you say the same for the lads? Constantine always looks ready for a punch-up.
What? And have somebody spoil his good looks? I don't think so.
I hope you're right. Anyway, it's done now. The cameras are being installed tomorrow.
Okay, but seriously, Adam, all this is over the hill.
What?
All this security.
Oh, no, you mean over the top.
Ah, I always get that wrong.
Yeah, over the hill means old, past it.
Police, cameras, all of this, it's too much.
So, I'll see you Thursday at the crack of dawn.
Oh, I should think 8 o'clock would be early enough.
Do you want me to drive?
Nah, it's fine. Oh, looks like Alistair's back. Time for a sharp exit.
You don't get on with him.
Let's just say we have history. I'll see you Thursday.
Okay, bye.
See you around, Alistair.
What did he want?
He wants me to do some work for him.
Well, I hope you said no.
Why?
That man is seriously bad news and we shouldn't be doing business with him.
What do you mean, bad news?
He has a criminal record.
I know that.
You know?
Nothing stays secret in this village.
So, what have you heard?
He went to prison for fraud. It was years ago and he's done his time. Don't you believe in second chances?
He had his second chance. And what did he do? Fled the country, fleecing the woman he supposedly loved for just about everything she had.
Oh, come on, Alistair. Who knows what goes on in other people's relationships?
He's a crook, and it reflects badly on our practice to do business with him.
All he's asking is that I visit some high-profile stud farms and do pre-purchase examinations on some really top-class horses. How does that reflect badly on our practice?
And he's paying you?
Of course he's paying me. The first visits are on Thursday and Friday of this week.
What?
So I'm afraid you'll have to do the Hollerton TB test after all.
You can't do this, Anisha, not at such short notice.
I have to. Look, it's giving me the opportunity to meet some very influential people. Make contacts who would never have heard of our practice otherwise, including Latif Hussein. That's not something we can afford to turn down, is it?
That's Ed's tractor, isn't it?
Yes, he's helping with the baling. Did you need him for something?
No, nothing in particular. I just thought if he happened to be having a lunch break.
Well, I can give him a call if you like.
No, really, it's nothing. I'll catch him another day.
Are you sure?
Mm.
So, how are things?
Oh, fine. Everyone's being immensely kind, Shula and Alistair particularly. I'm being very well looked after.
Good, good.
So, how's the soft fruit business? I heard there'd been some unpleasantness aimed at the pickers.
Yes, unfortunately. There are one or two people seem to think that the Brexit situation has given them a license to abuse foreigners.
Oh, terrible, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sure it's just a few bored kids, but...
We were foreigners in Italy, but our neighbours, well, they couldn't have been more welcoming.
Will you go back there?
I don't know. My daughter's very keen for me to join them in New York, but... And how has the harvest gone this year?
Oh, pretty well. Weather's been okay, and, well, as you can see, we're on the home straight now.
Ah, I used to enjoy this part. The wheat safely gathered in and just the baling to be done. I never did it on this scale, of course. Ed must still have my small baler.
Do you miss it, farming?
No. Really?
I can't imagine life without it.
I haven't missed it at all in recent years, but now... Well, perhaps I should take it up again. Have to do something to fill my days.
I don't know what to do, Shula.
There's nothing you can do.
But it's not as if Anisha doesn't know about his past. She just doesn't seem to care. His criminal record, the way he treated Lillian... Nothing he's done seems to make any impression on her at all.
You've got to remember that we know a lot more than she does. She's only just met the man.
Exactly. She's only just met him. She knows he's a crook, but he says cancel your plans for the coming week and she just does it. Dumps a load of extra work on me without so much as a buy your leave.
Oh, darling, I understand how you feel, but you've got to take a step back.
It's easy for you to say.
No, listen. Let Anisha do what she does. It's her field of expertise. And as she says, she'll be making good money for the business.
If he ever pays the bill.
And potentially making some very good contacts. Which is exactly what she promised when she bought into the business.
I know.
And if she can get Latif Hussein on board, that would be quite a coup, wouldn't it?
Come on, Shula. The rest of the racing world must be only too well aware of Crawford's past.
Not necessarily.
We are going to be tainted by association and no one will touch us with a barge pole.
Oh, have a bit of faith in Anisha. She's a sensible woman.
Not in this situation.
It's her livelihood at stake too, remember? She's not going to get the business involved in anything dodgy.
She's being hopelessly naive. She has no idea what she's getting into.
So are you going to tell her?
What?
Tell her the truth? Exactly why and how you know Matt Crawford to be a crook?
Of course I'm not going to tell her.
No, of course you're not. You're going to bite your tongue, put your head down and let her get on with it.
But Shula...
And if it all comes unstuck, then she'll have learnt her lesson, won't she?
I can't just stand idly by and let her ruin everything I've spent years trying to... Oh. Oliver?
Sorry, I was... Just,
I'm sorting lunch. Are you hungry?
No, not particularly.
Well, it's only cold chicken and salad. Just give me 10 minutes and it'll be ready.
Right. I'll just go and wash my hands.
think he heard?
Don't worry, you didn't say anything incriminating.
Didn't I?
But he heard us yelling at each other. Poor man. How's that going to make him feel?
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Don't worry, officer. I'm behaving myself today.
Oh, well, I'm very glad to hear it. You know, I can't show my face in the village without someone making a dig.
I'm not surprised. Although, honestly, Harrison, I think you did me a favour.
What?
Arresting me like that.
You mean you've learned your lesson, Jill, and you won't do it again?
Oh, don't worry. I've no intention of reoffending.
I'm glad to hear it.
But it's been the most marvellous publicity for the Happy Friends Cafe. They were worried about losing customers because of having to move. But I went over yesterday, and they've got masses of new volunteers, helping to get the new place up and running.
Good.
And if the message is getting out about the appalling amount of food that goes to waste in this country, then it was worth it.
So, you're going to carry on campaigning, are you?
I think perhaps I'll avoid street demonstrations for a while.
Very wise.
But since I did those interviews last week, I've been getting lots of letters.
Oh, the Green Ink Brigade?
No. Invitations to join various campaigns. As if I'm suddenly an expert.
What sort of campaigns?
All sorts. Bring back rural bus services, ban fracking, ban the culling of badgers.
Goodness me. Well, you are going to be busy.
I'm afraid it means another trip to London.
Oh, must you go?
I'm afraid so. I shall go down tomorrow and stay over. But I'll be back on Thursday evening.
I could come with you.
No, there'll be meetings the whole time. Ah!
What?
Oh, my solicitor said I should expect this.
Well, what is it?
My decree nisi.
Who?
Oh, isn't that great?
It's wonderful.
The battle is over.
Oh, darling, that's such good news.
Oh, I can now finally consign Miranda to the past. What a relief.
So, we can start planning our wedding.
Already?
Oh, you think it's too soon?
Well, we might just wait till after breakfast.
Oh, sorry, darling. Do you want some more toast?
No, I'm just teasing. But another cup of coffee would be nice.
So, what do you think?
About what?
Our wedding.
Well, it's likely to be a few months before I get the decree absolute.
But before the end of the year?
Oh, yes. Well, it shouldn't take that long.
So we could have a December wedding?
If that's what you'd like.
Oh, darling, I'd love to marry you tomorrow, but since that's not possible, since we have to wait a while longer, let's make a virtue of it and plan something really special.
Like what?
I don't know yet. I shall have to do some research. I might pop into Borchester, actually. Oh, will you take Ruby out for her walk?
It's just I left a couple of messages.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you didn't call me back. So I wondered if I could come round and see you.
Why? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. It's nothing at all. I just need to have a chat.
Well, Jill and I are just about to have lunch.
Oh, okay. So, in about an hour?
Well, all right. We'll be in the garden.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Right. Bye. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Oh, Harrison wants to come round. I dread to think what's gone wrong now. Honestly, Jill, I just hate the responsibility of being a landlady.
Do you? It's never worried me at all.
I'll be so glad when the sale goes through.
But then Carol's a very responsible tenant.
Now, do help yourself to salad. It's all from the garden.
Oh, how lovely. I bumped into Harrison this morning on my way to the shop.
Are you still on speaking terms?
Yes, of course.
That's very forgiving of you.
I think the poor man's getting dreadfully teased about having arrested me.
But you're the one who's ended up with a criminal record.
I don't think it's going to blight my life. Ooh, lovely tomatoes. Gardener's delight.
Yes. Oh, and have you seen anything of Oliver since Caroline's memorial service?
I went over yesterday.
He's still staying with Shula and Alistair?
Yes. I don't think Shula's finding it easy. He was looking very stressed.
I saw him briefly at the weekend. Tried to talk to him about the start of autumn hunting, but He didn't seem remotely interested.
I know.
So unlike him.
He doesn't seem able to look to the future at all. He was still preoccupied with Caroline's ashes yesterday, worrying about where he should scatter them.
Oh, one so wants to be able to help.
Yes. But until he can start to see his way forward...
Poor man.
My goodness me, what a feast!
Well, I thought we should celebrate, so I made a quick trip to Underwood's Food Hall.
So I see.
Now you're going to open this bottle.
I'm not going to get much work done this afternoon, am I?
Well, you're abandoning me for two whole days.
Can't be helped, I'm afraid.
So I need to make the most of you while you're here. And after all, it's not every day you get your degree, nice, eh? Well,
that's true.
So I thought we should push the boat out.
Glasses?
Oh, yeah, here you are. And while I was in Borchester, I picked up some wedding magazines.
Wedding magazines?
Just to give me some ideas.
Oh, I didn't know such things existed.
And I thought if we're looking at a December wedding, we should have it at Lower Loxley. What do you think?
Now, I'll leave it to your superior judgment, my darling.
It really is the most magical place in winter.
I'm sure that whatever you choose will be perfect.
So I've left a message for Elizabeth asking if they've got any dates free.
There you go. So... what should we drink to?
To us, to our future together, to our wedding.
To us. that really hits the spot.
Oh, look at you, grinning like a Cheshire cat.
Why not? It honestly feels like a great weight has been lifted. I can't believe it. Miranda was such a pain over the settlement.
Yes, I remember.
I can finally relax. I'm free of her. I just wish I could say the same about your ex.
What?
At least I know Miranda's not going to suddenly appear on the doorstep demanding attention.
Oh, darling, you don't need to worry about Matt anymore.
He's still here, though, isn't he?
Not for long.
Oh, you're sure about that?
Darling, you've seen him off. The fact that he came here on Friday and apologised...
Oh, through gritted teeth.
Yeah, well, grovelling is not something he's used to.
Mm. I just wish he'd take himself somewhere else.
He will very soon.
How do you know?
Well, he's got no reason to stay, has he?
Well...
believe me, darling, he'll soon be out of our lives for good. Although it would be nice if I could get the house in my name.
What?
This house.
What do you mean?
Well, it was his house, you see.
What?
Matt's house.
But you told me this house belonged to your husband.
Well, it did, 40, 50 years ago, but, I sold it back in the early 90s, I think.
To Matt Crawford?
Good heavens, no. Matt didn't come on the scene until, I can't remember exactly. But he bought the house in 2006.
And you bought it back from him?
No.
But it is yours now.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Sort of?
Matt had a problem with the law.
Well, you mean after he was bagged up for fraud?
Yeah, before that. I mean, he obviously anticipated that he might end up in jail, and to save any problems, he put the house into a trust.
A trust?
Yeah.
So it's owned by a trust set up by Matt Crawford?
Yes.
Not by you at all?
But I'm the sole beneficiary.
Yeah, you mean you've been renting out to me a house that, give or take a few technical details, is actually the property of Matt Crawford?
So they decided to do without the PA altogether and have a town crier instead.
Oh, we used to do that quite often, didn't we?
Yes, when the fete was a rather smaller affair.
Isn't there some chap who does it professionally?
In Felpersham. But he's already got a booking for Sunday. And anyway, he's quite expensive.
Well, can't you get someone to volunteer?
That's what we're hoping. Eddie did it once, but says he hasn't got the lung power these days. And anyway, he's organising ferret racing.
I seem to remember Clary having a go.
But she said no. And so has everyone else we've asked. I think we're going to be lucky to find someone. Oh, dear.
What?
I can see your nemesis lurking.
What?
Hilda Ogden. Behind that clump of asters.
Oh, she does, that wretched creature. Let's ignore her. How are the grandchildren?
Lily and Freddie took their driving tests yesterday.
And did they pass?
Lily did, Freddie failed.
Oh, no.
Which is very unfair.
Poor Freddie.
By all accounts, he's the better driver. Lily's always in too much of a hurry.
And he does rather take it to heart, doesn't he? His sister being better than him all the time.
Mm. Afternoon.
Oh, Harrison.
Oh, no, don't get up.
Oh, I'd quite forgotten you were coming.
We meet again.
Hello.
Do you want me to make myself scarce?
Oh, not on my account. No, this'll only take a couple of minutes.
Well, have a seat.
Oh, thank you. Christine, is Woodbine Cottage still on the market?
Well, there's that lovely couple from Birmingham. They're coming for a third viewing tomorrow.
Really?
They seem very keen.
But they haven't made an offer?
Not yet, no.
Oh, thank heaven for that.
What?
Fallon and I would like to buy it, please.
But you said you couldn't afford it.
I thought you were buying a house in Borchester. Well,
we were neither of us very keen, to be honest, but now my mum and dad have come up trumps and offered to lend us a bit, so we can afford Woodbine after all.
Oh, how lovely.
And I've been to see the mortgage people this morning, and they've confirmed we can do it, so what do you say?
Wonderful. That's the best news I've had all week.
Oh, so we can have it?
Of course you can.
You never thought to mention it to me.
The subject never came up.
No, so when Crawford ran off, taking all your stuff, emptying your bank accounts, he left you with a house worth, what, well over $1 million?
Well, yes, but...
So it wasn't such a rip-off after all.
But the house isn't technically mine. I can't sell it. I have to inform the trustees if I want to do anything to it.
What, like revamp the bathroom?
Well, I haven't told them about things like that. But if I wanted to build an extension or whatever...
And what about renting it out to me? Did you have to inform the trustees of that?
Well, I did ring them, but they didn't seem particularly bothered.
Well, it's no wonder Crawford had it in for me. Not only have I seduced his partner, I'm living in his house.
It's not his, Justin, not anymore.
Oh, I'm surprised he's never thrown that in my face.
It's mine and everything but name.
No, when it comes to property, it's the name on the title deed that matters.
So that would be the trustees.
And are they reputable, these trustees?
Well, it's a firm of solicitors. But Leechworthy is my contact there.
Well, no, I am not prepared to go on living in a house that belongs to Matt Crawford.
But it doesn't.
Or some hireling of his. There's only one thing to be done.
What?
You must get in touch with the trustees and tell them you wish the property to be sold.
Sold? But this is our home.
Well, it doesn't feel much like a home anymore.
Oh, darling, please don't say that.
So, the only solution is for me to buy it.
You?
Get on to this fellow Leechworthy, tell him you have a buyer and you want the sale to proceed immediately. This situation can't continue, Lillian, and that's final.
I've got the afternoon off.
Well, you didn't tell me.
It's in the book. Leroy's covering reception over lunch.
Oh.
I'm going over to Happy Friends again. They moved into their new premises at the weekend. There's a lot to do to get it sorted.
So, will you be home this evening?
Yeah. Lexi's coming round.
Ah, that's what I was wondering.
What?
Whether I should make myself scarce.
Why?
Well, because of last week.
Oh, yeah, of course. You told Adam about the graffiti.
Yeah, and she blamed me for getting the police involved. Said she wants nothing more to do with me.
Mm.
Which is such a shame, because...
Yeah?
Well, before that happened, I thought we were getting on rather well. What?
Oh, all those months of dating different women and you still don't know how to tell someone you fancy her?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
You don't fancy her?
No, I just like her. She's a nice woman. And I don't want to upset her any more than I have already.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, Alice.
You look busy.
Yeah, I wish I'd bought iron-on name tapes, though.
So, what brings you here?
Do you know where Dad is?
No idea, I'm afraid. Probably hiding somewhere.
Oh, why?
Well, we're supposed to be on speed watch duty this afternoon. Oh, he makes such a fuss about doing it.
Oh, dear.
Well, what do you want him for?
It's about the fate. I just needed to ask him a favour.
Oh, is this about the human fruit machine?
Oh, no. That's nothing to do with me. Oh. Just something the cricket team are doing to raise money for a women's changing room.
Adam was trying to avoid getting roped in.
Yeah, so's Chris.
Why? What's involved?
Well, as far as I can gather, it's just three people sitting in separate cubicles and someone bets 10 pence or whatever. And the three people each hold up a random piece of fruit. So if they all hold up the same thing, so three oranges or three bananas or whatever, the person wins.
Well, I'm not surprised that Adam didn't want anything to do with it.
No. Harrison's beginning to wish he'd never taken Barry's suggestion.
How's it going otherwise, the fate?
Okay. Well, rather too much, okay, if I'm honest. Uh-huh. I put out loads of feelers, you know, for people to man stalls or stage events, expecting to be met with deathly silence, instead of which I've been absolutely inundated with offers.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, except I don't know how we're going to fit it all in. I haven't got the heart to tell people we don't want them after all.
Oh, you've still got room for my bookstall, I hope.
Oh, yes, yes. Stalls aren't a problem.
Hello?
Oh, we're on the terrace.
Oh, there you are.
Hiya.
Oh, Alice, I wasn't expecting to see you.
I'm only passing through. I'd better get back to work, actually.
Oh, do you want me to give Dad a message?
No. It's okay. I'll track him down later. See you.
Yeah, bye, darling.
Bye. Oh, Jenny.
What's the matter?
Everything. I've had the most dreadful row with Justin.
Oh, dear.
It's my own stupid fault. I should have realised. It's just, you know, when you're used to a situation, it never occurs to you to wonder how it might look to someone else.
Oh, what are you talking about?
The house.
What house?
The Dower House.
Oh.
Justin didn't know that it belonged to Matt.
But didn't Matt put it in your name?
Well, not exactly, and that's the trouble. If it was in my name, it wouldn't be a problem.
And when you say not exactly...
Well, he put it into a trust, of which I'm the sole beneficiary.
But doesn't that amount to the same thing?
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? I certainly did, but Justin thinks I've misled him.
And he's annoyed?
He's furious. He's assumed I own the house outright, and because it was Matt who set up this trust, Justin seems to think the house still belongs to him in some way.
That's not how trusts work, is it?
No, I know, but that's how he feels. Like he's been living in Matt's house all this time.
Oh, Lillian. Maybe it would have been better to tell him the full story from the start.
Maybe.
I mean, you wouldn't want Justin to think you're keeping secrets about Matt, would you?
You told Adam he was over the hill.
I don't think I said it like that. I hope not. I mean, that would be rude, I think.
Just a bit. Mind you, saying he's gone over the top isn't exactly polite.
Maybe not polite, but true.
A biscuit, Lexi.
No, I'm fine, thanks. Like that police officer arresting your friend Jill.
Oh, that was definitely over the top. He won't admit it.
Wait, he thinks he was on the right?
In the right. Yeah, yeah, he insists he was following correct procedure.
Well, that's what they do, police officers.
I think he's getting a lot of flack from local people.
Flack?
Oh, flack means, well, I think its original meaning is some sort of gunfire. But when I say PC Burns is getting flack, I mean he's getting a lot of criticism, a lot of negative comments.
So he is not popular?
Oh, I think most of it's good-humoured. People are just teasing him.
Taking the mickey.
That's right. Well done. Mind you, I'm getting it in the neck as well.
You're what?
Oh, sorry, that's another one. If you're being teased, if you're having the mickey taken, you're getting it in the neck.
Ah, OK. Let me write that one down.
I went over to the Happy Friends' new premises this afternoon. I lost count of the number of people who accused me of introducing Jill to the criminal underworld.
So you are... what is that word? You are an accessory to the crime.
Oh, very good.
And is it true that the woman Jill hit with a flapjack, she is going to open this village fete on Sunday?
Yes, her and her sister. They're celebrity chefs.
So she has forgiven your friend?
Oh, not sure about that. She's a bit of a prima donna, Lulu Duxford. Oh, sorry, prima donna.
It's okay, I know that one.
But her sister Miriam is much more sensible, so we're hoping she'll keep Lulu under control.
So, how is Speedwatch?
Oh, hello, Alice.
It's a complete waste of time.
Oh.
Drivers see us and immediately put their foot on the brake.
Well, isn't that the point?
Yeah, but as soon as they're past our checkpoint, they just speed up again.
Well, that's what you do, isn't it?
Utterly pointless, the old exercise. Hey, what brings you here?
Well, I want to ask you a favour, Dad.
Oh, yes?
It's about the fate.
You're not getting me involved.
Oh, don't say that.
Chris was trying to explain to me on Sunday about this human fruit machine.
Oh, no, nothing to do with that, I promise you. The thing is, it's going to be very busy this year. There's lots of different stuff happening in the course of the afternoon, so we're going to have to draw up a strict timetable and then have every event announced in good time so that people know where to go.
OK.
So, how would you feel about being our MC?
What?
Announcing the events.
Doesn't Kenton usually do that?
Yes, but he can't do it this year.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. Too busy in the pub, I suppose. Anyway, the fete committee were discussing this and came to the unanimous conclusion that the person with the most authority and the most clear, resonant speaking voice is you.
Well, that's very flattering, I'm sure.
Well, it's true, though, Dad. I can't think of anyone else in the village who speaks with such clarity and such an assured command of the English language.
Jim Lloyd?
Yeah, OK, good English, but the resonance of his voice is nothing compared to yours.
Well, tell him you said that.
Don't you dare.
No, Alice, look, I'm sorry. I've got better things to do on Sunday than sit by a microphone introducing ferret races and Morris dancing.
Oh, please, Dad. For me?
There must be someone else.
Yeah, but you'd be the best. Really, you would.
I doubt that very much.
Yep. But I tell you what, Kate owes me a favour. If I get her to do your speed watch shifts next week...
Do you think she would?
Well, would that change your mind?
Well, possibly.
And you'd get to meet Miriam and Lulu Duxford, of course.
Yes. Yes, I suppose I'd be sharing the platform with them, wouldn't I?
Just think, they might upgrade you to the top table at their gala opening. And there'll be pictures in Borsetshire Life.
Not long now. You must be looking forward to seeing your girls.
Of course. But this summer has been good. I've enjoyed it.
Well, your English has come on brilliantly.
Oh, so soon I can give up picking fruit and get a highly paid job as translator for the United Nations.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, you still here?
Oh, it's all right. We've just finished.
OK.
How are you, Roy?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine too.
Is Phoebe behaving herself?
As far as I know.
Still not very good at getting up in the mornings.
Well, that's for sure.
Anyway... Thank you very much, Kirsty.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, how do the other pickers feel about these new security cameras?
They feel like they're being spied on.
Oh.
But it must be reassuring for you, surely.
I don't need reassurance.
But for the younger ones who are maybe a bit nervous.
I guess so.
Oh, so it wasn't such a terrible idea, letting the authorities know.
I think we have to agree to disagree about that.
Okay, but, we're calling a truce?
Okay, we call the truce.
Phew, that's a relief.
Anyway, I must go. I'll see you next week, Kirsty.
Oh, aren't you coming to the fete on Sunday?
Oh, I meant to ask you. Why is it called a fete?
Oh,
Oh, no, it's not like fate as in destiny. Oh. It's spelled differently.
I know that. I can read the posters. I mean, why is it not called a fair?
Good question. What is the difference between a fete and a fair, Roy?
I'd have to look that one up.
But you will be going?
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you come with us?
Thank you, but I already arranged to go with my friends from work.
OK, well, we'll probably see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Nice try, Roy.
Oh, shut up.
And you said yes?
Well, don't sound so surprised.
Oh, you never want anything to do with a fete.
I lit the flame the year of the Olympics.
That was a special occasion.
So?
And this is just a traditional fete. Bonny babies and white elephants.
I remember manning a coconut shy in the not-too-distant past.
You didn't.
I promise you I did. Anyway, the point is, this year Alice is organising it.
Not single-handedly.
And if I can't do a favour for my own daughter...
Oh, and of course the Duxford sisters are opening it.
Well, that's an added bonus.
So your plan is to ingratiate yourself with them, is it?
Hello!
Oh, not again.
Oh, we're right here, Lillian.
I suddenly find I have to make an important phone call.
Oh, Brian.
Sorry to barge in on you like this.
No, come in, sit down, Lillian. I've got work to do, I'm afraid.
Oh, can you just fetch a glass for Lillian, darling?
Okay.
Now, how have you got on?
Not at all. I've had the most frustrating day. I phoned the wretched man 3 times.
This is the trustee?
Rupert Leechworthy. And every time some minion tells me he's in a meeting and will call me back, but he doesn't.
Oh, dear.
Right, there you go.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Thank you.
I'll leave you to it.
Yes, all right, Brian. And then Justin rang and I tried to explain, but he just seems to think I'm dragging my feet.
Oh, well, I can see why he's upset.
I know.
You can't have secrets from someone you're going to marry.
I made a mistake.
And when it comes to Matt, well, you know from experience you can't trust him.
But he promised me he'd back off, that he wouldn't cause any more trouble.
When did he say that?
Well, a few days ago.
And you believed him?
Yes.
Oh, Lillian!
Well, you can't blame Matt for this mess, Jenny. This is entirely my fault.
Why doesn't he pick you up here? It's only just over the road at Grey Gables.
Nah, I have to go to work first, sort some stuff out with Alistair. Which I am not looking forward to. He's being a right pain at the moment.
Well, you have dumped a load of extra work on him.
Yep, for a very good reason.
Yeah, but he gets to do the boring stuff while you swan off down to Newmarket. Oh, where are my...
Shoes? Over there, where they should be.
You know, some people would find your complete control freakery annoying.
Watch it, or you'll end up tidied away too.
That's not even a joke. Anyway, while Alistair's prodding diseased cows or whatever...
Well, he's much more at home with cattle than I am.
You get your hands on some really top-class racehorses.
I know, but it's good for the business. It has the potential to bring in lots more work, so I really can't understand why Alistair's being so crabby about it.
On the downside, you have to spend the day in the company of Matt Crawford.
Oh, he's not so bad.
Oh, the man's a creep. I'll be very surprised if he coughs up for all the work you do.
Well, you know nothing about him.
I know he nicked vast amounts of money from Lillian Bellamy. And might I remind you of that time you first set eyes on the man and I had to rescue you from his clutches?
I didn't need rescuing, as you well know. You're as bad as Alistair.
What?
I'm perfectly capable of dealing with the likes of Matt Crawford. Why is it that all the men in my life have so little faith in me?
Morning.
Hello.
Anisha around, is she?
Well, her car's there, so presumably yes. She's in the surgery with Alistair.
Right, I'll let her know I'm here.
I shouldn't if I were you, Matt.
Yeah?
She'll be out in a minute.
And Alistair wouldn't be pleased to see me.
He's not very happy that you're taking Anisha off at such short notice.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Which means he has to take care of all her routine work.
But the sooner I can get these horses checked out, the sooner the purchases will go through, Shula. And that will conclude my business in Ambridge.
Really?
Thought that would cheer you up.
So your work here is nearly done.
Ah, here she comes.
Hi, Shula. Matt, sorry to keep you waiting.
That's okay.
I just had to sort a few things.
Shula told me not to interrupt. I gather I'm not Alistair's favourite person this week.
Shall we get going?
Yeah, of course. Ms. Jaya Cody, your carriage awaits. In you get.
See you, Shula.
Bye. Take care.
Cup of tea, Kenton.
Oh, no thanks. I'm not stopping. I came in search of lemons.
What?
We ran out.
We haven't got any to spare.
No, that's all right. The farm shop came up trumps. Anyway, I thought I'd drop in and say congratulations.
What have I done?
You're buying Woodbine Cottage.
Oh, that.
Oh, that, she says, like it's nothing.
So you'll be staying in Ambridge after all. Your mum is over the moon, and so's your dad.
Me and Harrison are pretty chuffed. We were neither of us really sold on that place in Borchester.
It was lovely, that house.
It was okay, but I'm glad we're not buying it.
Three bedrooms, a kitchen diner.
Anyway, we've withdrawn our offer and got ourselves a mortgage, solicitor and a surveyor.
Oh, well, something I have managed all my life to avoid.
What?
Having a mortgage.
Have you never bought a house?
It is possible to go through life without owning property, you know?
You own a bit of the bull, though, don't you?
Yeah, but only because I married your mum.
Well, I'm only getting Woodbine because of Harrison and his mum and dad.
Yeah, that was lucky.
Well, yes, of course. But...
Yeah, well, at least when you own somewhere, you don't have to put up with someone else's taste in decorations.
That was our first thought. Mm. At last we can get rid of that awful wallpaper in the spare bedroom and repaint the lounge.
Yeah, anyway, I had better take my bag of lemons and head back. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I'm looking forward to that.
What?
Place of our own that we can decorate how we choose. Mm. And our own garden. I've had another look at those plans online and the house in the corner has an extra bit of garden, so that's the one that's going to be ours.
You really think they're going to get built?
Yeah, I can't see why not.
There's bound to be objections though.
Yeah, I know. I've heard what Linda Snell has to say about it, but what does she know, living in Ambridge Hall? She hasn't got a clue what life is like for ordinary people.
Okay. If you'd like to bring him outside now.
So, what's next?
Well, all I did in the stall was check his essential organs. You know, heart and lungs, eyes and teeth, that sort of thing. Now, we want to look at what makes this horse so special.
Gonna get him moving?
No, not yet. I need to thoroughly palpate his legs, tendons and joints first. Then we'll watch him in the canterway, see how he moves, and send him out for a bit of a gallop. You really don't need to film this bit, Matt.
No, my boss will want to see that all the necessary tests have been done.
Yeah, but I'll be taking a record of all my findings to go in my report.
Yeah, after all, they'll be shelling out close on 75k for a horse like that.
Oh, don't say that. You'll make me nervous.
Well, I've got 450k to play with.
That is serious money.
Which is why my bars want as much info as I can give them.
Okay, let's have a look at his legs and feet.
What are you looking for?
Well, it's more a question of feeling. Just palpating. Oh, it's all right, lad. It's all right. I'm just checking for any abnormalities. Anything that might potentially lead to lameness in the future. Anything he might have been born with or developed during his early racing career.
Well, hardly likely in a horse of this calibre, is it?
Well, no. But it is what you're paying me for. To make sure everything's perfect. Now, please don't distract me. It's normally sellers who try and draw your attention away from lumps and bumps, not buyers.
You're going to be free the week of the 21st?
No, I've no idea. Why?
Well, we've only got time this week to look at four horses, and there are several more I want to check out. But I'm away for the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Only I've had a word with Latif, and he's expressed an interest in joining us.
What?
When we do the next lot.
So, he'd see me at work?
That's the general idea.
Oh, that would be great.
I mean, I've told him what a terrific vet you are, but he's not going to take my word for it, is he?
No. You got to be kidding. Yeah, but what if he... Oh, okay. Well, cheers, Alice. I'll talk to you later. That is hilarious.
What?
You know, we wanted a town crier for the fete, but nobody would volunteer to do it.
Yeah.
But Alice has talked her dad into it.
Brian Aldridge.
Only she didn't mention the town crier bit.
What? How do you mean?
Well, he reckons he's going to be sitting on the platform, like chatting up the Duxford sisters, pausing only to announce upcoming events over the PA.
That's never going to work. He'll turn up on Sunday, discover the truth, and run a mile.
And let the whole village down.
Like he'd care.
No, Alice is convinced she can shame him into doing it.
Oh, fat chance.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Rex.
Will you be coming to the fete on Sunday?
I've no choice, have I? Harrison's imposed a three-line whip.
What?
Oh, this human fruit machine.
Well, nobody would volunteer.
Yeah, can you blame us? He's insisting every member of the team takes a turn, on pain of being deselected. Anisha's spitting tax.
I can't see why. It's to raise money for the women's changing rooms.
Yeah, I know. I'll have the quiche salad, please.
Okay. Anything to drink?
Ginger beer, I think.
I'll get that.
You're interested in this new housing development, aren't you, Emma?
Yeah, why?
You know, people are speaking against it at the next parish council meeting.
What?
The week after next.
Who told you that?
I just bumped into Linda.
Oh, yeah, I might have guessed.
Apparently there's been loads of objections to the plan.
I don't believe that. Who's been objecting?
You know what people are like, Emma. Any new development in the village.
But what about the pig unit? No one seems too bothered about that. Yeah,
but that's on a site that's already been developed.
Surely housing people's more important than housing pigs.
What do you think about it, Rex?
Oh, well, I'm not sure. I know Anisha's not keen.
Oh, well, she's all right, isn't she? She can afford to rent Blossom Hill Cottage.
I think she just feels... Well, she's moved to this beautiful chocolate box village and it'd be a shame to see it blighted by a new building.
Oh, and we've got to care about the feelings of rich incomers, have we? Not about the likes of us. Born here... Lived in the village all our lives, but can't afford to stay here.
I'd be living in a tent if it weren't for Bert.
I can see what Anisha means, though.
What?
I mean, running a business like this, obviously I welcome anything that brings in more footfall, but, well, like Harrison says, Ambridge is special because of how it looks, and we don't want to go ruining it.
Harrison said that.
Oh, that's what being a homeowner does to you.
Eh?
Well, you start thinking, will this ruin the neighbourhood? Will it affect property prices?
It's only 18 houses, for heaven's sake.
But that's the point. This is on a greenfield site. Good agricultural land.
Huh. And you really think that's more important than housing people like me and my family?
Come in. Sit down. What brings you here?
Well, do I need a reason to visit my favourite twin sister?
Of course not. Tea?
Oh, yeah, lovely. No, Jolene's managing fine behind the bar and I've had quite enough of Toby and his latest conquests.
Right.
And, well, I thought you sounded a bit glum on the phone.
No, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah, so you keep saying, with less and less conviction.
Oh, you know me too well.
Is it the terrifying prospect of being 59 next week?
I haven't had time to give that a second thought.
Is it Oliver staying all this time?
No, no.
Is he here, by the way?
No, he's gone out for a ride.
Oh, right. How's he getting on?
Still in a state of shock, really. It is understandable. I remember what it was like when Mark died.
Yeah, of course.
Weeks afterwards, I'd find myself thinking, oh, I must tell Mark.
Yeah. Well, it takes a while to process it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you must miss Caroline.
Oh, of course I do. Even when they went to Italy, I'd talk to her every week and we'd catch up on all the gossip. And if I wasn't coping with something, well, she'd be the person I'd turn to.
Well, you'll just have to make do with me. I know I'm a poor substitute, but what are you not coping with now?
I suppose trying to help Oliver get through this. I just don't have time to...
What, time to deal with your own grief?
Yeah, something like that. And Alistair's not helping.
Isn't he?
Anisha's doing some work for Matt Crawford. Alistair thinks she shouldn't. But of course he can't tell her the real reason why.
The gambling?
Yes.
He can tell her that Matt's a crook.
Oh, she knows that already. But he's got a lot of contacts in the racing world, and of course it's her area of expertise. Right. So he's dragged her off to look at racehorses, leaving Alistair to pick up all the everyday stuff.
So he's not happy?
It's not the extra work that worries him.
But her being involved with Matt Crawford?
And seeing him around. Yeah. Seeing him here at the stables. He can't deal with it at all. He's on edge the whole time and he takes it out on me. Oliver walked in on us having a huge row the other day.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what to do, Kenton. I really don't.
Ruby, stop it. Get down. Matt.
Morning.
What do you want?
I've just had a call from Rupert Leechworthy.
Well, I've been trying to get hold of him for the past 2 days.
Yeah, that's why he rang me.
So why hasn't he called me?
He tells me you want to sell the house to Justin.
What on earth's that got to do with you?
I still have an interest in the old place.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I'm a trustee.
Don't be ridiculous.
I am.
You can't be. That's not how trusts work.
Strictly speaking, yeah, but me and Rupert go back a long way.
What?
Anyway, if your Mr. Elliot is serious about wanting to buy the house, why don't you bring him round to Grey Gables for a chat? I'll be here till about 10:30.
Yes, I'm sorry, Mrs. Wharton. I was on my own all day yesterday. I did ring and leave a message.
Morning, Alistair.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry,
sorry, Mrs. Wharton. Bit of a mishap this end. Can I call you back in 10 minutes? Yes, I promise. Oh, Lord. This is turning into one of those days.
Oh, it was my fault.
No.
I didn't realise you were on the phone.
It's just a stupid accident.
Is there a dustpan and brush?
No, leave it. I'll clear it up.
Well,
there's still some coffee in the pot. If you want it, do help yourself. I'd probably end up smashing that as well, the way things are going.
I'm in the way, aren't I?
What? No, you mustn't think that.
Well, you and Shirley, you're so busy.
Of course you're not in the way. It's just me. I'm having a bit of a bad week. My partner seems to think it's more important to keep Matt Crawford happy than to look after our regular clients. So I'm having to hold the fort single-handed.
With all that on your plate, the last thing you need is a house guest.
Oh, don't be daft, Oliver. You're welcome to stay as long as you want, as long as you need to. Seriously. Now, there should be a floor cloth in here somewhere. Ah, that looks like it.
I can always go and stay at Grey Gables.
You don't have to do that. Although, to be honest, you'd probably find life a bit more peaceful there. This place is turning into a madhouse. Oh, not again.
Can I come in? I've bought you some tea.
Oh, thanks.
I wondered if you were ready for some breakfast. I could pop some croissant in
the... Have you tried this Leechworthy man again?
No, but there's been a development...
Well, what are you waiting for?
I can't believe you've made no progress since I've been in London.
Well, the situation has changed, Justin.
In what way changed?
Well, I've just had a call, and as soon as you've had some breakfast, we're going to go over to Grey Gables and talk to Matt.
What the hell's it got to do with him?
Well, it would appear that... Well, look, you know this trust. It would appear that he is a trustee.
What?
I know. He shouldn't be. The thing should be completely independent of him. I don't know how or why.
I should have guessed anything associated with Matt Crawford was inevitably going to be some kind of devious setup.
Yeah, but he has said...
No, well, that's it. I refuse to live in the shadow of that man.
Look, hang on.
We will have to find somewhere else to live.
Well, that is why Matt wants to see us. He says he's willing to discuss the sale of the house. So please, darling, won't you at least talk to him?
Come in.
Oliver, I just wondered if you... What are you doing?
I've decided I can't put it off any longer.
What?
I should go and stay at Grey Gables. There's just so much to be done there.
But you said yourself, Kathy's doing a great job.
Oh, she is. But it's really not fair to let her carry the burden single-handed. And, well, you've been immensely kind, Shula, but I don't want to outstay my welcome.
Oh, there's no danger of that. You can stay here as long as you like.
But you and Alistair have enough on your plates already, and having me around the place, well, it's an added stress that I'm sure you could do without.
No, it isn't. I know we both have to work long hours, and I'm sorry. I should have made more time for you.
No, you've been more than generous with your time. You've looked after me wonderfully well. But I've noticed this past week the strain's beginning to tell, isn't it?
Well, that's nothing to do with you being here.
Well...
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I know there's been a bit of an atmosphere, but it's all to do with work. Alistair's been having a really difficult time.
Yes, I realise.
And I know he hasn't been in the best of moods. But believe me, it's absolutely nothing to do with you being here. And I'm really sorry if it's upset you.
No, I'm not upset, not at all. I'm just aware that, well, from what Alistair said this morning, it's clear that things are not going too well at the moment. And having me around doesn't help. And... Well, since I really should shoulder some responsibility for Grey Gables, it makes sense for me to get out from under your feet.
Oh, Oliver, won't you change your mind? Please.
I know, this is all a bit irregular.
Doctor, put it mildly.
Darling.
The whole idea of putting property into trust is to relinquish ownership.
Which I have. Oh.
So how can you be a trustee?
Well, to be honest, the whole thing was set up in a bit of a hurry. I left it to my solicitors who know about these things to get it sorted. And they seem to think that this arrangement was unorthodox, maybe, but doable.
Yeah, but...
So, here we are.
But are you in a position to negotiate a sale?
Oh, yeah, I take my duties as a trustee very seriously.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I have no intention of messing you about, I promise. I always intended that you should have the property, Lillian. So it's up to you what happens to it. And if you want it to be sold, I'll instruct Rupert to do the necessary.
What sort of price are you looking for?
Well, it's nothing to do with me, mate.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. No, the trust will have to get a valuation done, won't they? We have to consider the best interests of the beneficiary.
I still don't understand.
Don't worry about it, Lillian. We can sort it. It's a win-win situation for you. Mr. Elliot here will acquire ownership of the property and the money from the sale will go into the trust to continue to benefit you.
But if you're a trustee...
No, I'll resign my trusteeship. And then, perhaps, we can draw a line under everything that's happened in the past. Turn the page, close the book.
Well... Oh, I'm sorry, this is important. Excuse me a second. Hello, Anthea? What are they saying?
Thanks, Matt.
My pleasure.
Being so professional about it.
Did all right, didn't I?
Seriously,
Lillian. I meant what I said the other day. I'm backing off. I'm not going to mess you around. And if flogging the house to your fella will make life easier for you...
It will.
Then that's what we'll do. Now, look, I'm away for the next couple of weeks, but I'll have a chat with Rupert before I go, get the ball rolling. And hopefully, harmony will be restored.
What the hell did you say to Oliver?
When?
This morning.
I've hardly exchanged two words with him.
He's over in the house, packing his bags, moving out, going to stay at Grey Gables.
And that's my fault?
Well, he obviously thinks he's not welcome here.
Is that what he said?
Of course not. He's far too polite. But he's picked up on the atmosphere. You've been like a bear with a sore head all week.
For a very good reason.
Don't you think you've been overreacting a bit?
What?
I know it's difficult seeing Matt Crawford around, but he's hardly here. He just comes by to pick up Anisha.
And you don't think that should concern me? The way he's ingratiated himself with my partner.
Oh, surely you know by now you can trust her. He's not going to pull any wool over her eyes.
But suppose he says something to her. Suppose he tells
her. He's not going to do that.
How can you be so sure?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I've got the sword of Damocles hanging over me.
It's no wonder Oliver wants to get away. The poor man's struggling to make sense of the world without the person he loved the most. In need of peace, understanding, reassurance. Not you flying off the handle every 5 minutes. That's the reason he's going.
Well, I'm sorry, but this has been a very difficult week.
Oh. Oliver's wife has just died. Having a difficult week simply doesn't compare.
Yes, all right.
Heaven knows I'm finding it hard enough to deal with the loss of my best friend. But you're behaving as if you're the only person who has troubles. Alistair, you need to take a long, hard look at yourself.
Now, I'm sorry, Lillian. You can't believe a word that man says.
Actually, I do.
What, when this so-called trust turns out to be some under-the-counter deal to blindside the authorities?
Darling, I do know Matt very well, and I've never known him so obliging.
Oh, obliging?
It's just not like him.
So he's putting on a front.
I think he simply recognised that he can't win against you.
Oh, how do you work that out?
Well, you threatened to get him sacked from Melling Equestrian. And he knows you could do that because of the way you messed up his investor's day. You've got him running scared, which is why he came and apologised to you that time.
Well, if you could call it that.
And I'm convinced the reason he's being so cooperative over this business of the house is that he doesn't want to provoke you again. You know, you should be congratulating yourself, darling. You've got him exactly where you want him.
Well, he may be right.
I'm sure of it.
But shouldn't he have gone by now?
He'll be leaving very soon.
You know that for a fact, do you?
Well, he says his business here is almost done.
Well, dear, he's been saying that for months. Anyway, there's nothing more we could do for now, is there? So, shall we go and have a decent lunch somewhere?
Oh, what a good idea.
Come along, then.
So, you still love me?
What sort of a question is that?
Only in these past few days.
Oh, of course I love you.
And you still want to marry me?
More than ever.
Well, that's lucky, because I had a text from Elizabeth to say that there are a couple of days free in December.
For what?
Our wedding, darling. Our wedding!
Morning, Alistair.
What are you doing here?
Well, lovely day, isn't it?
You haven't answered my question.
I'm meeting Anisha. We'll have to look at a couple more racehorses.
I see.
You got a problem with that?
I would be grateful if in future you could arrange to meet Anisha elsewhere.
What? I'm not doing any harm.
This happens to be my home, and I've had enough of you lurking around outside. I'd be grateful if you'd stay away.
Well, trouble is, this is also your business premises, isn't it? Which you share with your business partner, who is currently working for me. So until she decides she don't want me parking my car in your stable yard, I will continue to do so.
Don't provoke me, Matt.
I'm standing beside my car. How's that a provocation?
This is your idea of fun, isn't it?
Oh, I get it. You haven't told her, have you?
Just get out!
You haven't told your business partner the real reason you don't want us working together, have you?
Did you hear what I said?
Poor Anisha don't know what she's let herself in for, hooking up with you. Not a clue that she's saddled herself with such a dodgy partner.
I'm warning you.
Suppose she might not be so keen to work with you if she knew you might bet the old business on a hand at poker.
I haven't gambled in years.
And she might not be too impressed to know her partner has form as a horse doper. What do you think? Hey, Alistair?
Mm-hmm.
This is the BBC.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.